Potawatomi Pals.
Potawatomi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Oh yeah, we have radio control in the house.
Yo, what's good, 95BFM? You guys doing well up in Tamaki Makaurau?
Oh, we are doing so well. It's kind of one of those like grey days up here, and we're just rocking out. How are you?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic here in the Manawatu. The sun is shining. They do call us Balmy Palmy, so you know, tropical paradise hidden about halfway down the Motu if you ever make it down this far.
and look, I reckon that if that's not a tourism advertisement, I don't know what is.
That's it. We had a massive open day up here yesterday, so we had a whole bunch of prospective students from all over the Motu come, about 2,000 of them, and it was really choice trying to sell to their parents that Palmerston North is a thriving metropolis when they knew the truth.
And I love that. Look, I reckon you would have done a really good job of that. Pat yourself on the back.
We have one of the best vet schools in the in the world. I think it's the number 3 vet school in the world. So every single prospective student was pretty much coming here for vet sciences. So if you ever need any vet work done, hit up someone from the Manawatu. We'll be able to get it done for you. What's been happening up in Tamaki Makaurau this week?
Oh, so much. We are having the time of our lives. We've got the Betts playing in the lounge tomorrow night. I know. The Betts and Hans Puckett. Like, does it get any better than that? Otherwise, yeah, we've just been living our best lives. We've had the NZIFF is in town, so we've been watching the flicks, watching the movies. It's just been great.
Yeah, I seen that sports team actually released a film, Homies from Hans Puckett and I guess 95BFM freaking affiliates. Mm-hmm. That looked really cool. Did you get along to that premiere?
Oh, it was amazing. I didn't, but my co-host, who's sick, she made it to it, and she was like, the consensus generally was that was disgusting, but so funny.
I love that. And it's so cool to see people from our lovely music community around the country delving into other media formats and doing some cool stuff, eh?
Oh, most totally. It's just so cool. I was talking the other day about how music turns into like a many-hatted kind of creative venture. Like, next thing you're making your own music videos and you're like a film producer, and then, you know, you're making your own props for sets and stuff. It's like, what can you not do as a New Zealand musician?
Yeah, that's it. And I guess it's kind of part of it all, isn't it? Being able to wear the many hats just to survive out here.
Oh, totally. Totally. No one's going to do it for you. Kiwi ingenuity, number 8 wire, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's it. But other than what's happening tomorrow, Hans Puckett and the Betts in the lounge, that sounds fantastic. What else is happening up in Tamaki for those from the Manawatu that might be heading up this weekend?
Oh, that might be heading up this weekend. Let me have a look and let me investigate.
I've put you on the spot here, haven't I?
I have to look after my grandmother this weekend, so I personally will not see you at any of these. But there's heaps of stuff up. We've got Dope Lemon all the way from Australia at the town hall, which is so cool. Lots of stuff, blah, 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 blah. I'm working my way through this. Oh, Ringlets are doing their album release tour at Whammy Bar. The Lord's My German Shepherd.
Great. Such a good album.
Great album. Oh, my gosh. We've just been honing it up here. Vagina Dry, Vagtastic Voyage. That's happening at the Mount Eden Scout Hall. So, yeah. Want to head along
get
to
along
that.
For a Vagina Dry is sick. They've played in Palmy a couple of times, so it's really choice to see them making it all the way from Otaputi up to Tamaki Makaurau. That's a blimmin' mission.
Oh, it's so good, so good. And what's happening down in Balmy Palmy?
Well, we only have one gig happening this weekend. We have two awesome original gigs venues here in Te Papaioe. We have Snails Artist Run Spaces and The Stomach. Mm-hmm. They kind of take turns in doing gigs on the weekend. And this weekend we've got the Real Rungle Release, Real Rungle Records Volume 1 release party Where you can catch Show Pony, Cradle and Mouth, three hardware electronic musicians from here in Te Papaioia that have been doing some cool stuff. A couple of them have escaped down to Te Whanganui, Ōtāra, and decided to start a record label while they're down there. So it's really cool for them to be coming home. So if you're in Palmy, head on down to Snails. It's only $10 on the door from 8, and it'll be a great night.
Woohoo! Oh, sounds like a good time. I reckon, what if some Aucklanders show up?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, that'd be like, how do you guys get away with a space like this? And we'll say, because we're in Palmerston North.
And I love it.
Yeah, there's stuff that definitely happens there that wouldn't happen at normal venues around the Motu. So it's really cool that we have this cheeky place. There might be green happening in the smoker's room, which is right next to the main stage. So if you're in Palmy and you're not averse and you're 420 friendly, head on in Snails.
Auckland, we need to get a venue like that. That's sad that we don't.
Nah, you guys are just too big. This is like an empty building in the middle of the CBD in Palmerston North. We're very lucky.
We've got empty buildings too, Palmy.
Yeah, you do. You do have empty buildings, but they're probably fancy and probably fitted out for an office space, and they're not decrepit and about to fall down because they need earthquake strengthening, yeah?
That's true. Only the station.
Only the state classic.
Yeah, only the station.
You've sent me a really choice track from Art Tamaki Ways this week. What have you got for us?
Yes, this is the Mokotron remix of Home from Polly Hill and Samara Lofa. We had Mokotron up for a chat. He was recently at Glastonbury.
Yeah,
oh my God, it was crazy. So we had him recap everything that went down in London. And I reckon we should give it a listen. What do you think?
Yeah, I reckon it's a choice tune. I sent you up a tune as well.
Oh, yeah, you did send me up a tune.
Yeah, I did. And it's from a local trio who have been doing some really cool stuff. Really, really fun. I guess the best way to describe it is post-folk. We don't like to go around putting genres on stuff, but very like country, black country, new row, black midi, kind of Giller Band influence stuff. And it's really cool to see it coming out of our small little region.
Oh, well, that is so good. I can't wait to listen to it. I reckon I'll treat the listeners to that one first. But thank you so much for joining me and having this kind of cross-pollination situation here.
Yeah, shout out, Millie. You're doing awesome mahi up there. So choice to see a new Brekkie team instated up at 95 BFM. You guys seem to be having heaps of fun. Hopefully we see you for the Aotearoa Alternative Awards down here in Te Papaioia.
Oh, please, I can't wait. I reckon we need a roadie.
Yeah, do it. Make Tom sort the budget out, or whoever's giving you money. Make Caitlin get some money for you guys and get on down here, eh?
Oh, sure thing, Jordan. All right, lovely to chat. See ya.
Lovely to chat. Hey, catch up.
Bye.
This is Polly Hill and Tamara Lofa with their tune Home the Moor.
This is Hangnail with, Our Beloved Ditch, there you go. Oh my gosh, I'm starstruck from Radio Control. This is Hangnail from Our Beloved Ditch. There you go.
Behind the shed where we said it would end. but it hasn't never ever.
Thank you so much to Jordan from Radio Control for chatting to me and, yeah, choosing that track. What a beautiful band. Our beloved Ditch with Hangnail. Yeah, great. Anyway, I think it's time for a top 10 recap.